Good evening, folks, and welcome to, what is this? Two avocados bisect discarded pits into truly any bin mash. I don't know what that means, what I've just said. It's from, I was told to read this. It's from Davey J on Twitter. I like that the last word is mash, but, other than that, meaningless garbage. Hello, folks. My name is Alan Alda, as I'm sure you know, and welcome to The Angry Birds, Drink Piss in the Angry Birds movie. It's a podcast. I've been asked by your usual host, Josh, to host the show in his absence. What has happened to him, basically? He's doing a thing for April where he does an episode every day, and, you know, he's stressed. He's asked me to come on the show for him and just host the whole thing. And, you know, I was a guest once before, and I was very shocked by the whole experience. I didn't actually get to meet or talk to Josh on the show, talk to a lovely young lady named Chelsea. But, you know, the whole time I was confused. I felt alienated. You know, it was not a good experience. But, Josh said to me, you know, do you want to come by the podcast and you could just, I don't have any guests, nothing else is lined up. Do you just want to do the whole thing by yourself? I said, yeah, if you're asking me to put on a show, I could put on a show because you know, if they, you know, I can, God knows I'm useless around the house, but, if there's anything I can do, it's put on a show for some folks. So strap yourselves in, sit down in your cars, or where else are you listening to this? I suppose the family room. Maybe you're cooking. You're baking something beautiful for your family. What a nice thing to do. Wherever you are, I want you to sit back and just. I don't want to come in here and disrupt things too much. Okay, I've been handed a list of questions. For me to, I don't know if I'm supposed to ask or answer these. I guess I'll answer them. I want you to feel like this is just a normal episode of the thing that you apparently listen to, which is apparently the 75th episode of a recording about something disgusting that happens in the movie for children. If you're one of these sorts of people who enjoys this sort of thing, and I say this with love, I have no personal connection or empathy with you. I don't understand you the way your mind works. It's horrifying to me to imagine a human being would listen to something like this. But I'm, you know, power to you for doing it. I'm you clearly have something in your mind for that. So let me pull up this list of questions and see if there's anything that I could provide the answer to. And if I can't provide the answer to it, I'll also do that, but in a way that is bullshit. So here we go. Question one. Have I seen the Angry Birds movie? Oh, I've answered some of these. Let me scroll down here. I talked about my favorite cuss word. How much glucose is in this? I don't understand what that one means. Okay, I'll start off at question seven. So, imagine you are in an aircraft that is crashing towards the ground. This is a terrifying thought for me. Having said that, I have been in several plane crashes in my life. Let me think of the last one. It was over one of those flyover states. You know, they call them flyover states because you're meant to fly over them. But we almost went down in one. Basically what happened is, the air stewardess, a lovely young lady, came up to me and she said, Mr. Alda, I put down my in-flight magazine. I said, yes. She said, the captain has heard you're on board. Okay. The guy's a huge fan. He wants you to come up and meet him. I said, fine. They march me up the plane, you know. And this is the days before a certain date that I'm not going to mention, but things were a lot more lenient then. So no one did any checks on me or anybody else. I went straight into the cockpit. And, you know, I made a joke of it. I was like, give me the plane! And the guy handed me the controls immediately, actually, before he realized it was me. And he said, oh, Mr. Alder, you know what, keep the controls. I want you to fly the plane for a little while. And I said, what, are you crazy? Later it turned out this man was, in fact, crazy. But, he gave me some of the basic controls. He guided me, and the long and short of the situation is that he was not very good at what he was doing. If you're familiar with the Miracle on the Hudson, it was very much like the story, except not a miracle because many people were injured, but no deaths. So if I am to go back to the question, if I was on this plane flying towards the ground, who would I text and what would I say? I don't want to be awkward with this question. I wouldn't be sending a text. Not because, you know, there's something wrong with people who text, although I think there's some, they're doing some research now that suggests that their thumbs are bad thumbs, you know, and also their minds are broken. But, I'm old fashioned. I don't know how to do it. You know, the kids will pass me a cell phone. They'll say, take a selfie. I'll say, why are you making me take a selfie? First of all, you just press the button yourself. But I don't know how to do it anyway. So I would make a phone call. I got a very old phone. It looks like a brick with buttons on it. And, I would call, the newspapers. And I'd say, put this on the front page. Alan Alda survives plane crash. Because guess what? I know exactly what to do in that situation, and there's no way it would kill me. Next question, what is the last thing I ate? You know, it was a beautiful shrimp cocktail. It's kind of a funny story. I was passing through a restaurant, and oh my god, I was so hungry. The reason I was passing, I was going from the back to the front, and the reason it was happening is because I was on my way to this recording, actually, and I had not eaten this morning, and I, you know, there's nowhere to park around here, by the way. Whoever arranges these things, you must not be drivers, because there's nowhere to park your car. I parked behind this little, behind a restaurant, and there's a chef outside is having a cigarette. And I get out of the car, and he does a double take. He said, Mr. Alder, is that you? And I said, yeah, shut up. It's me. I didn't mean to be so rude. I'm sorry for telling you to shut up. And I did say that because I'm a nice guy. I'm very personable. But in situations of stress, sometimes I will say shut the fuck up to someone, and then I will apologize for saying it immediately. I said, I gotta cut through your restaurant because I got somewhere to be. And he said, sure, just run right through there. I ran through the kitchen. I said, oh, I'm so hungry. And one of the guys sitting at a table said, hey, he was laughing when he said it. So I think he was joking. But he said, Mr. Waller, why don't you take my shrimp cocktail? You know, here's the thing. If you're gonna offer someone something as a joke, you got to be prepared for him to take it. Because I picked it up. The whole thing went back. A lot of it went on my face and clothes. And I ran right out the front. So the last thing I ate was a shrimp cocktail. Thank you, I guess, is the short answer. What is life? Jeez. That's, how much time you got? I would normally ask, but it's just me here, so how much time? I know how much time I have. And, you know, really, that's the question that comes, you know, when you ask, when you have the question is, when you're inquiring to someone, when you bring up that, when you're asking what is life, you know, you're asking, what are you going to do with the time that you got on the planet? I got a newsflash for you, okay? And take it from me, because I've been around. You're not going to see everything in the world. I have been all over the world, and I have not seen everything. I have not been into every area of the Earth's oceans, okay? Mostly because it's not that interesting in there, but also because some of it's just not that easy to access. Question 10. Where were you when you first saw the pee scene? Phonetically, if I were a French man, that would mean, where was I when I first saw the swimming pool? And I'll tell you the first time I saw a swimming pool. I was about 4 years old, and you know, I grew up in an area that didn't have any swimming pools. Whole family went over to a friend's house, and this is in Florida, you know, down in the Keys. And we go to a friend's house, this beautiful big house, and he had a dog that was not a world famous dog like Lassie, but the dog was famous in the local area, not for saving children like Lassie, but for actually putting a lot of children in danger. This was a very dangerous dog, is what I'm saying, especially it would target children. So it was all chained up, and they had it in a room with, there was a chain from each corner of the room, all eight corners of the room, because I'm talking floor and ceiling. There was a long chain extending to the dog's collar, and he was suspended in the very center of the room. And it was terrifying to go into that room, but it was one of the, for some reason, it was one of the main through rooms in the house. So you had to walk through there to get anywhere else. But beyond that, they had the most beautiful swimming pool. And I remember walking out and saying, what have you done in the ocean? I was mad at him at first. I said, what have you done to the... You know how many people's livelihoods depend on the ocean? I said, I was 4 or 5 this time. And he said, Alan, relax, he said. He was also 4 or 5. He said, Alan, you got to take a load off. You got to cool your jets because this is not the ocean. This is just a small amount of regular water that we have in a hole in our backyard. So that answers the question, I guess. Number 11 is, would happy birds drink piss? This is a tough question because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why anyone would ask this. I don't know where this would have come from. Would happy birds drink piss? Sure. You know, you get happy enough. Here's a story about my cousin. My cousin is this guy who lives out on a boat. Yeah, you know, he's a free spirit. I remember one time we're out on his boat together, just me and him, and a woman named Doreen who collected skeletons of people, and we're out on the boat together. My cousin, who is this very, like I said, very bohemian guy, takes out this little jar and he says, "Join a drink." And I said, "I take a look at this jar," and I said, "What is that?" And the guy goes, "It's piss, natural fluids from my penis." I said, why on earth would you offer me something like that? And he says, "You know, these drugs have opened my mind. And I've realized that all we have in the world is our human body. You know, we're all one." And he was all into this stuff. We're all one, but our whole, you know, self is..." He talked for like a half hour, and it was just an excuse for him to drink his own piss. But, you know, he was happy about it. He was smiling the whole time, and he was showing his teeth, which Doreen liked, because it's that the teeth is a glimpse of the skeleton. So I guess the answer is, you know, a happy man will drink piss, a happy bird probably will do it too. The next question is, what is the worst part of this podcast? I don't listen to it. I don't really know anything about it. My main gripe would be with the theme of the podcast. It seems to be about a movie. It's not worth making a whole thing about. You know, it could be like something like Mark Maron's show, Watch Me Fuck, and the murder show, the crime ones, where everybody loves to talk about poor real human beings who had the most horrible experiences imaginable and died in great pain. People love those, and they have a great time listening to those. Do something like that instead. The next question is, which company would I most want to go out of business? I can answer this question confidently. The company that I would most like to go out of business is the company that makes those things that are like, they're like headphones that you wear in the museum. And it's like you press play as you walk around the museum. You know, they tell you about each thing that you're looking at, and you move on, they tell you about the next thing. The trouble is that what I like to do in museums is I like to do things out of order, you know? I like to experience things my own way. I see something in the room that I'm drawn to when I go to it. And they're talking about something else while I do that. So I'm standing looking in front of a beautiful vase or something, and they start telling me about a painting. And I get so unreasonably angry with these things. I know I'm the bad guy here, but I start yelling at these things, and everybody around me is looking at me because she's saying, "Oh, you know, this painting was done in," and I stare at this thing in my hand and I say, "What are you talking about? We're looking at a vase, woman." It's not always a woman, but I will always say woman. And I've been thrown out of a lot of museums. And I love museums, but I've been ejected from many because of this. What's the opinion that I have that most people get mad about? I think the thing that the most people have taken issue with that I have said is, I was very drunk one time. I came out, this would have been a New Year's party, but I came out, I said, "Happy New Year," and everyone clapped. Because I'm Alan Alda, and I said, "Happy New Year." I took the microphone. I'm not proud of this. And I said, "We're all going to die this year." And I said, "I'm going to kill every single one of you by the end of the year." Some people laughed nervously because they thought it was like a weird joke. It could have been a weird joke. I don't know why I said this at all. I said, "I'm not joking. I'm gonna take a gun and I'm gonna bang, bang." And I pointed it at everybody's forehead in the whole room. I said, "Bang, bang, 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 bang." A lot of people in this room. I won't do them all. The aftermath to that situation was very bad. That's not so much an opinion of mine. It's just something that a lot of people got very mad at me for. Are cop dogs cops? You know, to answer that question, I guess you gotta ask what makes a human a cop. And what makes a human a cop is being a member of the police force, which cop dogs are, so yes. How was your day? Awful, I had to do this. What's your damage? My leg has this thing. Every time I hit it with a hammer, it hurts like hell. I don't know what's going on there. I gotta book a doctor's appointment. Honey, can you please make it to the store for me today? This, I'm assuming, is here by mistake, so I will ignore it. What was it like the first time I smoked weed? Oh boy. Okay. I would have been about 13 years old. And I was, at this time, I was delivering salads, door to door. There was a nice old lady who lived on my block, and she said, "Why don't people get something healthy to eat, like salads?" I was just standing in the room at this point. I didn't consider myself the target of that statement. The adults continued to talk while I stood there. I think at the time, actually, I was doing nothing in the room. Now that I look back at that, very strange behavior for a child. I was just nothing. There was nothing to keep me occupied. I was just. I think I literally was just standing in the room, not engaging with anything. But anyway, this lady starts up a salad delivery enterprise, and you know, she said to me, "I'll give you a couple of $100 if you'll for every day that you go out and you just deliver these salads to people door to door." And I say to door to door, because people did not order these salads and mostly did not want them. I would knock on the door and I would have a huge thing of salad. And I say, "You want some salad?" And I would say a good 80% would just be a no. I don't want to go into this story too much. What the hell was the question? Oh, it's the first time I smoked weed. Anyway, one of these houses, guy opens the door, and I said, "Do you want any salad?" And he had a real funny look about him. He was all red in the eyes, and he said, "Sure, come on in." You know, I went into the house, beautiful house, and he said he comes out. And he's got what I thought at the time was some sort of weapon. And I was terrified. I thought, this guy's going to kill me. So I took the salad spoon and I hit him as hard as I could in the ass with it. And he said, "What are you doing? I'm trying to get you to smoke some weed with me." I never heard of weed. Normally I would not be attracted to something like this, but anything that was not unsolicited salad delivery at this point was, it seemed good. So, you know, I I smoked the weed from the what I later learned was a bong. And I gotta tell you, the rest of the afternoon flew by. I got back to the lady's house. What was her name? I don't know. I got back to her house. No salad left in this huge box. She said, "You sold all that salad?" I said, "I guess." And that really is the answer, I guess, because I left that guy's house with, I gotta say, about 15 pounds of salad, and I don't know where any of it went. So, there you go. The next question, the last question I got on the list here is, if I could eat any animal at the zoo, what would it be? They got shrimps at the zoo? Because I'll have another cocktail, I guess. Well, that's all the questions. I get to add another question. You know, the most interesting question, I'm going to take this from someone else who asked me a question. Because the most interesting question I ever got asked, I was mowing the lawn, and a kid walks past, real skinny kid, and he says, "What you doing?" I'm mowing the lawn here. I looked at him, I looked at the lawnmower, I looked at the lawn, I looked at myself, I looked at the lawnmower again, I looked at him, looked at the lawnmower, looked at him. I said, "You want to take a guess?" You know, I was being sarcastic. And he said, "What are you thinking about?" And I said, "What are you thinking about?" And he said, "Why don't you change your life?" And the very next day, I became an actor. True story. Now, I got to get out of here, but I guess I'm supposed to do a news segment at the end of the episode. So here's the news. News. So I'm reading the paper here, and apparently, and this is big news, there's going to be a second Harry Potter movie. I'm so glad to hear this, because I don't know a lot about Harry Potter, but I know it brings a lot of joy to a lot of, I think this is an old paper. I found this in my car, and yeah, this ain't new. Sorry about that. Before I go, I got a few questions that apparently these are questions people have sent in for me. So here we go. Matt says, "How do you prefer your potatoes?" Well, he's done a hoo hoo hoo, which I assume is laughter. I know what you want me to say. You want me to say mashed. But actually, you know, sometimes you get those real freakish French fries that are like three times the length of a normal French fry and like soggy. That for me is heaven. Heckin' Frog asks, "How much glucose is it?" I don't know why people are saying this. Weird. From Egg Dog, we got a question here that says, "What would you do with Alan Alda if he were real?" You know what? Are any of these questions worth? Are Alan Alda's Alan's? Someone asked. What the fuck is? You know, I gotta go now. But I gotta say, this whole thing that's going on here, I don't understand it. I don't particularly like it. But at the end of the day, it's creativity, and I gotta support it. You know, anything creative at all. Sometimes, like a vicious killer, will leave human body parts out in like a pattern, and you know, that's something you don't want to do to people. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you applied that somebody or somewhere else, you know, you could make a lot of people very happy. I don't like what's being done here, but I support it, and I will come back if asked to. My only suggestion would be, don't focus so much on, talking about. So thank you for listening to this. My name has been Alan Alda. It will continue to be. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and, you know, if you're listening to this at the end of the day, in the evening, or something like that, I pray to God you make it through the night. Thanks very much. Goodbye.